All right, now, I share that, the fact that God really does speak even to the unsaved, even through others. I mean, how many of us are saved because when we were unsaved, God spoke to us through someone else who let us know we needed to let God change us and we needed to repent so that we could enter into a beautiful relationship with him? None of us was born regenerated. None of us was born saved. None of us was born as Christians. We had to be reborn. Can you imagine the mess the world would be in if God only conveyed information to us after we were saved? Who does God send preachers to speak to? Only the saved or to the lost as well? Yeah. The reason I'm mentioning that is because I want us to look at now, as we sum this up, some of the reasons that God communicates with us. And one of the reasons that God communicates with us is that he loves humanity. Now, let me share with you. Let me just remind you of John 3:16. God loved the world so much that he sent his only begotten son, the only son who came directly from him, so that whoever would believe in him, whoever would place their trust in him, that what Jesus accomplished by laying down his life for us enables us to say, okay, Jesus, you lay down your life for me so that I can have eternal life. I believe you. So now I ask you to forgive me for all my sins. I ask you to cleanse me from all unrighteousness, change me, and make me one of God's children. God loved the world, all the unsaved, so much that he sent his only begotten son. God does not wait until we are saved to start loving us. He loves us while we are yet sinners. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And God the Father sent his Son to die for us while we were sinners. And we all were sinners. Many still are. But all of us were at some point. God sent his Son to make a way for us to be spared the eternal consequences of having lived sinful lifestyles. Why does God communicate with us? He wants to develop relationship with us. Why does God communicate with us? He wants us to enjoy eternal peace and joy in his presence for all eternity. He is willing to help us through all the madness that we'll have to go through in this temporary phase of life, and empower us to become faithful children of his during this temporary phase of life, so that in the eternal phase of life, we live with him in his presence, no longer subject to any kind of drama or madness whatsoever, forever. Why does God communicate with us? He wants us to enjoy good relations with each other. And so many of us would have terrible relationships with each other, even with members of our own families, if God didn't give us the ability to see where we're messing up, strength to confess where we're messing up, and grace to come together and get it right, so that we can heal within and as a result heal the relationships. And how about people we work with? How about people we worship with? Ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that we're all discovering is anywhere you find humans, you find messes. And it's no good to let those messes just remain. Let's clean them up. God communicates with us because he's willing to help us clean up messy relationships and make them beautiful. Why does God communicate with us? He's working towards a world with a holy God, holy angels, and holy people who have chosen to connect with him throughout all eternity, enjoying eternal life. Eternal life. With eternal peace, eternal joy, eternal harmony with an eternal God, the one who created us all. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, it is truly worth it to put forth the effort that it takes to keep learning how to communicate with God, to become more and more skillful at accurately communicating with him. And it takes a lifetime to do that, because with us being flawed, even as Christians, we're going to sometimes make mistakes in our perceptions of what God may be trying to get across to us. But we keep working at it, and get better and better and better at it. And we learn to truly worship our God and love him with more and more of our entire being. He loves us perfectly. Perfectly. Even when we don't think he does, he loves us perfectly. If you're not saved, I encourage you, enter into that relationship with him and make it better and better. If you're already saved, start where you are, and let's do our part to make this relationship more and more beautiful, because you can believe God is doing his part to make it more and more beautiful, even by staying in communication with us.